USA Radio News.
Two pilots killed in a training mission. The Air Force announcing a jet crash Friday near Montgomery, Alabama. The jet based out of Mississippi. No word on the pilots' identities or what happened. NASA expecting more pictures from Mars this weekend. The rover Perseverance landing on the red planet Thursday. Former astronaut Mike Massimino tells NBC News, thanks to Perseverance, we're going to be learning a lot about Mars in the years to come.
The idea of sending people to Mars, I think that's what this in some ways is all about. You know, there's a lot of understanding our planet as well by looking at Mars, understanding how our solar system formed, looking for other signs of life, answering questions not only about Mars but Earth, but also paving the way for people to go there.
NASA calls the pictures it has already seen from Mars exhilarating. President Biden planning to visit Texas soon following a massive storm. No word on when the visit will take place. Biden also saying Friday he'll sign a major disaster declaration for Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
The weather delaying plans to vaccinate more Americans against the coronavirus. President Biden in Michigan Friday at a Pfizer vaccine plant as the delivery of 6 million doses is held up by extreme weather across most of the country. Overall, Biden says he likes the pace of vaccine distribution, especially considering what he calls a slow start.
Just over 4 weeks ago, America had no real plan to vaccinate most of the country. My predecessor, as my mother would say, God love him, failed to order enough vaccines, failed to mobilize the effort to administer the shots, failed to set up vaccine centers. That changed the moment we took office.
Biden believes his administration is still on track to administer 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days. Meanwhile, the House Budget Committee yesterday releasing details of the $2 trillion COVID relief bill. It includes a $15 an hour minimum wage, $1,400 stimulus checks, extending unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Hopes of soon passing that COVID relief bill may be fading. Tim Berg has more.
During her weekly press conference on Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she aims to get the coronavirus relief bill passed in the House by the end of next week. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey is no fan of the current bill.
Mr. Chairman, it disappoints me that the president's call for unity is starting to ring hollow. All five of the relief bills enacted to date were overwhelmingly bipartisan. There's a reason that this one is not, and it's because there's no rational economic justification for what's in it. This bill is not about COVID. It's not about an economic recovery. It's not about stimulus. It appears to be more about enacting a longstanding Democratic Party wish list.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. will financially support the World Health Organization and pay $200 million in assessed and current obligations. Here's John Clemens.
This is a reversal of what the Trump administration planned to do, leave the World Health Organization. Now Secretary of State Blinken made it official with a new administration.
It reflects our renewed commitment to ensuring the WHO has the support it needs to lead the global response to the pandemic, even as we work to reform it for the future.
A fact-finding mission from the World Health Organization recently returned from Wuhan, China, claiming they were not given the information they needed to complete their investigation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.